We had connection problems several times during the game through the first several innings of the game at Lehman Catholic. We'll give you a brief update on what happened during each of those drop connections. We now join the game in the first inning with the Indians' first batter, Reese Wendell, at the plate.
That one's in the dirt. Start out 2-0. That's a good start. Here. Oh, strike.
Sorry, folks. We had some technical difficulties. I thought
foul
I
ball.
Clicked the thing to get us on the air, and it didn't click. So we are just now joining the game. And it is two balls, two strikes to Wendell leading it off. Sorry about that. And so you didn't miss much chit-chat. Basically, all I said was we haven't scored in 15 innings. That's ball three, full count, getting on base any way he can. And that'll bring Mason Diller to the plate. Peyton Grizzy on deck. Nobody out. First man on for the Indians. Let's see if that's a good thing for us. Usually the chances are noticeably better for scoring when you get the first man on base. So for the Lehman Cavaliers, it is Reagan Gates, a junior, pitching.
A little outside on that one.
First one is a little out for Mason Diller. He looks down to the coach, gets his sign, and he's back in the box. Throw over to first. Reese back in plenty of time. He did dive just to make sure he gets his clothes dirty. Pitch from Gates. Looks back. Lines it back right up between the wickets.
The middle.
Went right up the middle.
Ooh.
And Wendell is heading for third.
And he's
in there. Head first and safe.
Yes.
So a no-out single puts runners at first and third for the Indians. And it'll be Caden Grizzy coming to the plate with nobody out. Alex Garkey on deck. Brody Hart after that.
A little low.
One ball, no strikes. First and third. Nobody out. Top of the first. Indians at the plate. Gonna fake the throw to third. And that got Mason Diller to take off for second. And he throws it back to second. Let Mason get pretty far down the line. Threw it there.
Yeah.
And got him, so that is one out. But we still have Reese at third. He did not go on that throw to second.
Ooh, foul.
Ooh, nice one-hop play by
Coach
Ike.
Yeah.
So Grizzy at the plate. One ball, one strike. Gates throws over to third. Reese back easily. He didn't get too far off the base that time.
No, he wasn't too far off.
Nope.
I think he's got another step this time.
He doesn't have anywhere to go. We have one out. He's not going to steal home, I don't think, to start off the game. That curve goes way outside and low. Not quite in the dirt. But Reese was hoping it would so he could come roaring in. Two balls and a strike. Grizzy back in the box. One out, runner at third for the Indians. Swing and a miss, 2-2.
That was a big swing.
Yes, it was. He was going to hit that train going by down behind the woods.
Must have been outside a little bit.
Yeah.
Brings us full count.
Three, two, one out. That was a low pitch. Third baseman has it, throws it to home.
Safe.
And Reese in under the slide.
Yeah.
That was a bang bang play, and the third baseman came up. He knew right where he was going, and he made a good throw.
But it was a little high.
A little bit high, and Reese was able to slide in under it, and
yes.
And Indians lead 1-0. So that's a good way to start.
Yes, because that was a free base to start with.
Yes, it was. So we've scored the first time in 15 innings. This is inning 16, and we finally scored. We were shut out against Minster and Coldwater last week. That one's low. Grizzy at first.
Got Hogs Garkey up.
One ball, no strikes. Brody Hart on deck.
Runner's
Grizzy's
going.
And throw he's down. That is way
there.
High. And
yeah.
If it had been a perfect throw, he would have been in there anyway. So good stolen base for Caden Grizzy. Runner at second. Still only one out. And it is Alex Garkey at the plate. Two balls, no strikes. Grizzy dancing out there, and he's going to throw, fake a throw back there. Well, he's doing his job out there. He's distracting the pitcher. Pitcher's Reagan Gates Jr. for the Lehman Cavaliers. That one's a strike. Yep. I think that caught the outside corner, and it's almost right down the middle. So 2-1 to Alex, cleanup hitter for the Indians. He's going to fake another throw back, and Grizzy scurries back. Here comes the pitch. Very high and infield. Third baseman's calling for it, but he's got the sun to fight. Was able to shade it with his glove, and that's two away. Brody Hart's going to be your batter now. He got, I think, last week, he batted over 500.
Yeah.
He was about the only bright spot in our whole lineup last week. A couple of guys got some hits, but we couldn't score a run. That one's hit hard to left field. That's going back. Left fielder could not come up with it. He might have gotten his glove on it, but if he did, that was one heck of a play. He went a long way back there.
Stand-up double, and that brings Greasy in.
Yep, so it's 2-0 Indians, and Brody stays hot.
Yeah.
Brody Hart stays hot. He moved up from 7th to 6th. He's 5th today, and now it's Caden Homan at the plate. Two outs. With another run, standing out there on second base. Homan has hit the ball hard. I didn't look back through here to see if he's actually been getting on base, but he's been putting the bat on the ball. But he's also been watching a lot of pitches. And those two games that we lost, the strike zone was pretty big, and he didn't disagree with a lot of called strikes, but they were strikes to virtually everybody. So that one's a little high, ball one. Homan steps back in. Brody Hart out there, second base. Big secondary lead, big swing and a miss. Ball and a strike, two outs. Brody Hart at second after an RBI double. Indians lead 2-0, top of inning number one. Playing Sidney Lehman, that's low. Ball and two strikes. Batter called time, and the pitcher was going to fake a throw back to second. Don't think he was going to throw. He hasn't thrown
yet.
Back there yet, but he's been faking it.
Yeah.
Okay, Brody's got a decent lead. That one's hit hard. Center field.
Center
now that's
going to
be pretty much right at the center fielder.
Yeah.
He catches it for out number three, but the Indians score two times. It's half an inning in the books. Indians lead 2-0. We'll be back in just a moment or two.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Our connection dropped again for several minutes. Lehman got one runner on base in the bottom of the first inning, but he didn't score. The Indians scored one run in the top of the second inning, and we rejoined the broadcast in the second inning with Reese Wendell on first base and Mason Diller at the plate with two outs.
Okay, I think that we are on the air. It looks like we are, and I'll know in a little bit when my earbuds catch up with live, so it's about 20 seconds. But Indians are batting in the top of the second inning.
Yeah.
And we are leading 3-0 now, two in the first inning and one in the second inning so far. And that's we have two outs. And it appears that everything is going right. And I hear us in the headphone, in my earbuds online. So we are going. I'm not sure what happened. We lost our internet connection. Both of my Wi-Fi hotspots said that we were on the air, that we had plenty of Wi-Fi connection, and it didn't happen. So right now it's two outs.
He's on third now.
Okay. Now, did somebody score up here? Because they've got three on the board for us. And one.
Gavin scored. Okay. I forgot to finish that one.
That's okay. You're way ahead of where I am, so I wouldn't have known who did what, and I'm still not really sure. But so...
So, no, Gavin got a good hit, and he shortstop overthrew first, so he was safe.
Yep.
And then the next two kind of batted him around.
Yep. So here's Mason Diller, and it's a ball and a strike. Nice play by the third baseman. He goes over to first. That's out number three, but the Indians do score. And we've played an inning and a half. Indians lead 3-0. Back after this break.
Spring brings changes to everything, and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants you to think about changing your insurance coverage. We're here to help you make the right choices, making sure you have the right coverage for your home, auto, farm, business, and more. Insurance that provides the protection you need and fits your budget, too. Join us in the fort and see what Ohio Mutual Insurance Group and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency can do for you, where we got something for everyone. Call 888-375-4181.
It's First Thursday at Stroll Appliance and Electronics. Strolls will be open until 7 p.m. this Thursday for your shopping convenience. You will always find a great deal on First Thursday of the month at Strolls. GE Appliances, Radio Shack Electronics, Scrapbooking Supplies are all at Strolls. 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland. The Stroll family at Stroll Appliance and Electronics would like to wish the Fort Recovery Indians good luck in their game today.
Welcome back to Lehman, where Indians are leading 3-0 going under the bottom of the second. So the batter now is Gus Richard, a freshman.
Today's catcher.
Yep, and I'm going to go out on a limb and guess, but... Since the PA announcer is Carl Plyman's daughter, and Carl's wife is Rita Beimer, and her dad was August Beimer, Gus Beimer, and this is Gus Richard. Huh. Gus isn't a name that you hear very often, probably not necessarily his given name, but I'm going out on a limb and saying that. That is not necessarily a fact.
But, we got a 1-2 we'll count see. On him.
Yep, that was a little kind of a, started to be a hard swing, and he kind of tried to pull it back, but committed. Ball, two strikes. First batter here in the bottom of the second inning for the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers. Lefty Dylan Klinke on the mound for the Indians. Ian Stiver on deck for the Cavaliers. Swing and a miss. That's out number three. So, or excuse
out
me,
number
swing
one.
Out number one.
Swing number three.
Strike number three.
Yeah.
So, one up, one down. That'll bring Ian Stiver.
Ian Stiver, I'm guessing he's a junior probably.
Yep, he's batting 174 according to the stats that their coach gave me. First pitch is a called strike. Batting left. Swing and a miss.
Yeah.
Walls, two strikes. Dylan Klinke doing very well tonight. They'd face four batters in the first inning. That one's lifted into center field.
That shouldn't be a
Reese
problem.
Reese is drifting over. Has it.
Yep.
The wind kept pulling it toward left field. He slowed down, then he sped up a little bit and still kept it in his sights. So that one's out number two.
Number, what do we got? 15.
Oh, okay. Ben O'Leary, so that is not what I have on here. Okay. He's DHing for the pitcher. I'm sorry. I had Reagan Gates, but the Gates is not batting, so it's O'Leary. Ben O'Leary, another freshman for him. That one's a little high.
He might be a sophomore.
Pretty big for a freshman. We might have gotten last year's roster, because there's several people that aren't the same number. So it's saying this
actually,
says he's a junior.
He's a junior.
Yep. So we got sent an old. Catcher, swing and a miss.
Yep.
Catcher didn't keep control because it was down in the dirt, and he goes up and tags the batter. So three strikeouts for Dylan Klinke in that inning, and at least four for the game. There were a couple of batters there when I was trying to get us on the air that I wasn't able to keep track of. So that's three outs, and we're going to take us a little break, and we'll be back in just a minute or two with the top of inning number three, Indians leading 3-0.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hello, I'm Trevor Wenning, owner of Top Wrench LLC in downtown Fort Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your spring car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all your lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Top Wrench LLC, 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Welcome back. Lehman Catholic is where the Indians are playing today. Leading 3-0. Top of inning number three. Called strike at the top of the strike zone to Caden Grizzly. Indians are bringing 3, 4, and 5 to the plate. Lines one past the shortstop into right field for a base hit. Leadoff single for the Indians.
Good.
And we've scored at least one run, and we've scored two in the first, one in the second. Lead 3-0, and again, we have the leadoff batter on, and Reese Wendell. I believe we were on the air when Reese got on. I think we got on with the second thing. Somehow we're having a little problems here, and we shouldn't because we have plenty of Wi-Fi connection, but that one gets past the catcher. And Grizzy strolls to second base.
Yep.
So it's a ball, no strikes. And Regan Gates Throws one past the catcher. So we have Garkey at the plate. Brody Hart, who's been red hot the last 10 days or so, lifted high, pretty deep center field. Center fielder goes back, gets real near the fence, and then comes in a step or two, and it's caught. Grizzy tags, goes to third.
Yep.
And they're easily, so a sacrifice fly puts him at third.
Number 55, catcher.
And that'll bring up Brody Hart. Had a base hit, a double, long double,
yeah,
into the gap. Or actually out past the fielder tried really hard to get it, and I think he got his glove on it, but it was a long run, and he couldn't quite come up with it. So that one's a shot between short and third.
Yep.
And
Greasy will
come in. It's 4-0, and Brody Hart is 2-for-2.
Yes.
And he's had at least two hits in every game of the last four or five games.
He is
so
hot. Yes.
He is red hot. And not to bring up Caden Homan, the number six batter, Gavin Evers on deck. Homan's been hitting the ball, but they haven't been finding empty spots. So he's due. Throw over to first, and it gets away from the first baseman, and Brody scampers into second, goes in sliding just in case because there's no base coach out there to help him out. But it was the first baseman had just then come up with the ball. So still no pitches yet to Caden Homan, and Brody's already at second base. Homan ready. Gates looks in, gets a sign, glances back at Brody, comes to the plate, outside. One ball, no strikes. One out here in inning number three. We have a run in and a runner on base in scoring position. Brody Hart at second base. Pretty quick and willing to take some chances. That one's about the same spot, a little outside.
Yep.
Not a bad pitch, but not a strike. Gates looking in. It's back at Brody. That's a strike.
Yep.
That was about 4 or 5 inches in, a little more than the other ones, but about between knee and waist high. The other two were a little outside. That was right in there. A ball, two balls and a strike. He'll throw back to...
Oh, and he hit Brody.
Oh, man. He threw back and hit Brody in the butt.
Yeah.
And if it hadn't hit Brody, it would have been out in center field and Brody be at third base.
Yes.
It hit Brody and fell right straight down there. And so Brody's still back out there with a good lead. That one's hot. Ooh, called that one. Thought that was high and maybe outside. That was up around the eyes. Two balls, two strikes to him. Maybe the strike zone just got a little bigger. Just make this game go a little faster.
Yeah.
Gates comes to the plate again, and he reaches out and puts that over the second baseman into right field. He just went with a pitch. Here comes Brody coming into home. He'll slide in there head first
in plenty
of time. But beats that throw, and it is 5-0 Indians. Homan with an RBI single at first base. Gavin Evers scored his last time up.
And he needed that too. He needed a hit.
Yes, he needed one to drop in. He's been putting the bat on the ball, and it has not been dropping in there. So now the catcher's going to go out and talk to the pitcher, and looks like maybe the shortstop out there. They're going to chit-chat a little bit. I think they're just giving him a little time to settle down. The umpires are starting that way, and so they break up the little conference. That was the second baseman, sorry. I thought it was a shortstop, but they were blocking him. So the second baseman went in to talk. They just, not sure what it was about, but I think it was just giving him a little time to slow down and not worry about it. Gavin Evers now at the plate with Austin Segrist on deck. That one gets away from the catcher, but didn't get very far, and Homan wasn't even thinking about stealing. I think a faster guy could have got thrown out because they'd have tried it. The catcher came up with it pretty quickly. That's a line shot right down the third baseline. Yes. Gavin Evers with a base hit. Rolls way down toward the corner in left field. And Homan cruises in the third, standing up.
But I'm thinking he might need some oxygen.
He'll be okay.
Because I think Gavin was catching him.
Yeah, I'm going to call that a double for Gavin. Yeah. The throw did go to third, but I think Gavin had that pretty easily. That'll bring Austin Segrist to the plate. And Dylan Klinke, the pitcher, on deck. So
coach is going to come out and talk to his pitcher. I think they might change pitchers.
Yeah, they're going to at least do something, maybe, because the previous conference with an infielder and the catcher doesn't count it as a coach's visit. But the assistant coach is going out there. The head coach is talking to the umpire and making a change. So we'll see who the new pitcher will be. While they're doing that, we're going to take us a little break, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Looks like it'll be...
Yep. It's everybody's favorite night because it's family night at the Fort Recovery Dairy. Stop in from 4 to closing every Tuesday night to get your cone or cup of ice cream at a discounted price. The special includes our dairy-free, sugar-free, yogurt, or Dole Whip if you want them. Everybody loves ice cream from the Fort Recovery Dairy, so bring the whole family. Our friendly, smiling faces are waiting to serve you on family night every Tuesday at the Fort Recovery Dairy from 4 to closing. All sizes of cones and cups are discounted, so load everybody in the car and come out and see us at the Fort Recovery Dairy. God bless America.
I remember a time when we didn't have to wear sweaters in the house to keep warm.
That was just a few months ago. It's called summer.
But now, why do we have to wear sweaters indoors?
Because we have a horrible heating system. And why are you talking like an old man? You're only 37.
Oh, I forgot. I'll call Reasoner Energy. They'll uncover any problems and give us solutions. I hear Reasoner Energy has been the go-to heating expert for years and years.
Stop it!
Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Need gas? Stop into Fort Site Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fort Site Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low at Fort Site Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fort Site Streets.
Welcome back. Lehman High School, Indians lead 5-0 now.
Five.
And our new pitcher
is a second baseman. Cole Bostic.
Yep.
Must be a senior, I'm thinking.
Yep. Whatever the coach wrote down here is going to be correct. So it says senior.
Yep.
I think we got last year's roster emailed to us. So some of the names are right, some of them are not. And all of the grades seem to be 1 year off. So I'm going to say that's what happened. But Austin Segrist is going to step in now. Indians have one out, and it is Segrist, then Dylan Klinke, the pitcher, on deck. One out, runners at second and third. That's a called strike.
And so they brought in a different second baseman. The pitcher went out completely out of the game.
So number one, probably Chris Galbraith, but maybe not. That one's lifted into right field. Right fielder's coming on. Has to let it drop.
Yes.
And Homan's going to head for home, and he's in there. The pitch, the throw comes in, gets past the cutoff man. So Homan scores.
Gavin
Evers
third.
Moves to third. Austin moves to second on the missed cutoff man.
Yep.
And that'll bring up Dylan Klinke, the pitcher, batting left-handed. He's going to be followed by Reese Wendell, the top of the order for the Indians. Indians have already put six batters to the plate, one out, runners at second and third. That's a nice strike right down the middle. Good pitch by Bostic. He looks in, gets a sign. Still looking. Now he's ready. Second and third, Indians, one out. Klinke lifts one.
Foul.
Back. Probably out of play.
Yep.
Yep. Didn't know if the wind was going to bring it back. I didn't figure it would, but catcher didn't even attempt to go after it, so he was a lot smarter than I was. And, again, if you're coming south on I-75, don't.
Yeah.
It is a parking lot coming south. Klinke back in there. No balls, two strikes to Dylan. He's our pitcher. He lifts one over the second baseman. And
that's
going to... I thought it was going to drop in there, but it didn't. That's caught and play at the plate. And a great throw. And they got Gavin at home. It took a great throw, and they got a great throw. Usually, the right fielder doesn't necessarily have a great arm. And as Jerry Kopp used to say, they're high school kids. Every throw is not going to be perfect. But that one was, and so that is an out. That's out number three, but the Indians score three more. And we now lead 6-0 going to the bottom of inning number three. So Indians are doing pretty well right now. And we'll come back and see if Dylan Klinke can keep the Lehman Cavaliers off the board. We'll be back in just a minute.
At Mimi's Floral and Apparel, we make unique gifts to celebrate any occasion. From proms, birthdays, celebrations, weddings, anniversaries, memorial gifts, or just thinking of you, let our floral experts create just the right gifts to celebrate the moment. We also offer custom apparel to support your local school or a custom design, screen printed or embroidered to support your organizational business. Meet with our team to create your own design or select from a number of stock designs. We have a large selection of gear in stock. Stop in today at 101 South Wayne Street or call us at 419-375-4668 at BU Floral and Apparel to get your order started today.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking, but that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Welcome back. Indians lead Lehman 6-0, and it is Jackson Kennedy at the plate. First pitch is a ball. Second pitch is a called strike. Jackson Kennedy, according to the coach's stats, is batting 0-0-0. Probably hasn't batted this year, or very few times. That's a swing and a miss. Big, strong-looking kid. Probably 6'1 or 6'2, probably 220 or more. And that is called strike three. So I may have missed one, but that's at least the fifth strikeout for Dylan Klinke today. One up, one down. That'll bring up Jackson Garman. That one hit him. So the only two base runners that Lehman has had in the three innings were both hit by a pitch. So Dylan's not wild, but he's probably trying to go inside a little too much.
Yeah.
That's going to bring up the top of the order, Colin Potts. He's batting 229 coming into the day. Runner at first for the Cavaliers. Potts, your batter. C.J. Olding on deck. Foul
tip.
Back. No balls and a strike. One out, one on. Bottom of the third inning. We're playing here at Lehman Catholic. Indians lead 6-0. Potts back in there. Dylan ready. Left-hander. That one's a little low.
Yep.
Ball and a strike. Down in the dirt, Brody, as almost always,
stops
it out.
Yes.
He has done a great job. We've got several guys that curveball gets down in the dirt, and he is blocking them. That one's a little outside, I guess. Two balls and a strike.
Must have been, because it was right high.
Yep.
Yep.
2-1. Clinky coming to the plate. A little foul.
Foul tip.
Plate. 2-2. One out. Jackson Garman at first base after he was hit. C.J. Olding, the on-deck batter, was hit in the first inning but got stranded there. That's a called strike.
Got him looking.
That looked like it might have been a little high, a little outside, but it is called, and that is another strikeout for Dylan Klinke. Two outs now. C.J. Olding, the center fielder, comes to the plate. He'll step in batting left-handed. That one caught. I thought I heard it hit the bat, but it might have hit him and then the bat. I heard a plunk that sounded like the bat. So Alex Garkey's coming in. Brody's out there talking to Klinke. Caden Grizzy comes in talking to him a little bit. So I don't think they have a hit, but we've hit three of them now.
Yeah.
And that puts runners on first and second now. And they
two outs.
Little rally going here.
Yeah.
Corbin Schmiesing, the shortstop, I believe. He lifts one high, right side, probably out
of
play.
That's going to be out of play. Yep.
If it's not out of play, it's too far for anybody to catch. There's a lot of...
Or that tarp is in the way.
Yeah, there's a lot of distance from the foul line to the fence, and I don't know that they could have run that down. So it is no balls and a strike. Schmiesing at the plate. A little high. Ball and a strike. Two outs, two on. Indians lead 6-0. Lefty Dylan Klinke on the mound for the Indians. Slow curve. Looked pretty good. Not sure where it was off, but umpire says it was off a little. Two balls and a strike. Klinke's looking in. Comes to the plate. That's hit hard into center field. And Wendell...
Not a problem.
On his horse, I thought he had no chance of getting that. He was running pretty hard. Then he slowed down and caught it. So he had that with plenty of room to spare. So that's end of three innings. Indians lead 6-0. We'll be back right after this.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenser from The Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. Call us at 376.
While we were disconnected, Reese Wendell walked again and is on base with two outs and Alex Garkey batting in the top of the fourth inning.
Okay, I think we're back on the air.
All right.
So
Alex Garkey up.
Yep.
And he's going, Wendell's going, and he's in there because not a very good throw.
No, I believe he might have had it anyway, but... So let's see, what have we done here? I was working on getting things working again.
Mason popped out, and so did it.
Caden hit one pretty deep left field, didn't he?
But left fielder.
Didn't have to go much,
yeah.
he knew where Caden was aiming.
Oh, that's big.
Tailing way foul.
Big hit, but way foul.
Looked like it might, came off the bat, it looked like it might stay about 30 feet fair and went about 50 feet foul. It just really tailed off there.
Back in some bushes there.
Yep.
That might be on the railroad track.
Yep. That was deep past the batting cage and way out there. That's a called strike. 2-2, two outs. Reese Wendell at second base. This is so far the Indians haven't scored this inning. Fourth inning, Indians lead 6-0 now.
Got a runner on second.
And the super hot Brody Hart on deck. He has been scorching the ball. He's 2 for 2 today. He had a bunch of hits last week. I think the week before he was hitting the ball. He's definitely been putting the bat on the ball. That one's low and outside. And catcher kind of came up a little bit to catch that so it didn't get in the dirt and get away from him. So full count. And we had Alex Garkey at the plate. 3-2. That one's inside.
Yep.
He turned. It curved a little bit. Catcher wanted it. But so that's a walk. Puts runners at first and second. And Brody Hart, catcher for the Indians, junior, and playing great. He's great behind the plate, and he is tearing the cover off the ball with the bat. And the big hitting Caden Homan behind him. He's been hitting the ball, but they haven't been dropping in. Brody's been dropping in there. Caden got it one to drop in earlier today, and that one's high. One ball, no strikes. First and second, two outs. Indians lead 6-0, top of fourth inning.
Four, yeah.
Yep. Still.
Ooh.
That one, I thought that was a little high.
Thought that was too.
Ball and a strike. Yep. We don't care what his strike zone is as long as he's calling the same both ways. Looks like the traffic's moving a little bit on 75. That one's. He got a little ahead of that one and fouled it just past the third base dugout, Lehman's dugout.
Yeah, it does seem to be moving a little better, but it's still...
It's not flowing, but it is moving. Ball two strikes to Brody. See if he can get him another hit here. It's 2 for 2 today. Way high.
Way.
2-2. I'm going to go with Ron Brunswick, and we're going to call this Deuces Wild. Brody ready. Pitcher ready. Swing and a miss at that high one up in his eyes. So, yeah, he said, I knew I shouldn't have swung at that one, but he did. Strike three, but that's okay. Indians did not score that inning, but we still lead going to the bottom of the fourth. Still lead 6-0. Back right after this.
Medler's Furniture in Portland and A Simple Touch in Fort Recovery are ready to play today with great prices on Lazy Boys and home decor items at both stores. Just ask for the Put Me In Coach specials and save on your purchase. It's time to play ball and win. Good luck to the Indians and all their fans. Medler's Furniture and A Simple Touch, serving our communities. Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their very popular all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
Welcome back. We are at Lehman High School where the Indians lead 6-0 over the Cavaliers. And for the Cavaliers, it'll be 4, 5, and 6. Cole Bostic, the second baseman, will be first up. Gus Richard.
Oh, I think Cole's pitching now.
Oh, yep, that's right. Yep, he's pitching. I just didn't change that with the fight with the connection problems. I've missed a whole bunch of stuff, including a number of batters that Jerry was keeping track of for us. So we'll have some missing stats. We'll call it that way. But so far right now, I have Dylan Klinke with at least 6 strikeouts.
Yeah.
So Bostic, number 4 batter for the Cavaliers. He's batting .276 on the season. That's a strike down at the bottom part of the zone. Okay. Gus Richard and Ian Stiver.
Ooh, a swing and a miss.
Big old swing and a miss. Fooled him on that one. No balls, two strikes to the leadoff batter. Bostic ready. Dillon ready. A little outside. Curveball tried to get him to chase one. And he didn't, but that's a good place to put that one. No balls, two strikes. Lefty Plinky coming to the plate again. That one's a little high and outside. So now it's time to go back to throwing strikes. 2-2 pitch. Bostic leadoff batter in the bottom of the fourth inning for Lehman. Indians leading 6-0. That one's popped up right side.
And Jacob's going to have that no problem. Oh, no, he dropped it. The wind and the sun
and
maybe
the sun.
Got in
the... And it hit his glove.
Yeah.
And luckily it didn't hit him in the head.
Yeah.
So Bostic is on at first. We're going to have to call that an error, but bring Gus Richard to the plate. Catcher.
And actually, he's been doing a pretty good job behind the plate as a freshman.
Yes, but I think he's actually a sophomore.
The coach
gave us
freshman on it.
Yep. Tall, I'm going to say 6'1", 6'2", and skinny-ish, but not like skin and bones-ish.
Because didn't you say he's not their starting catcher?
Yeah, I'm not sure who the regular starting catcher is, but Lachey, lost him on the sheet here, but Lachey isn't playing for him today,
yeah.
Not able to play. I think he might be doing a college visitation. It was something where this game was scheduled for 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be an open night, so he had something scheduled. He's not hurt. It's not any problems, anything like that, no sickness. So 2 balls and a strike right now to Richards. Showing bunt again, a little high. 3 balls and 1 strike. Get back to the strikes.
Yep.
Coach Ike kind of said the same thing I was thinking. Let's go right at him.
Trust your defense.
Yeah.
Oh, swing and a miss.
Swing and a miss. Full count. Turner Lachey, I found him there. Turner Lachey is their best player, according to the coach. And I'd say he knows better than anybody.
I would think so.
Richards back in. Nobody out. Runner at first. Swing and a miss.
That's
another strikeout. At least 7 for Dillon today.
Yeah.
And that'll bring Ian Stiver to the plate, the right fielder.
Number 2, Ian Stiver.
Throw back to first. Oh, he's back plenty of time.
Yep.
Just keep him honest.
I'm not sure. Well, that run doesn't mean a lot, but if they get a little rally going.
Yep. Oh, bunt. Joe's bunt. It's staying fair.
Comes off the mound,
picks
it up a couple of feet in fair territory, and first gets the out. So that's a 1-3 if you're keeping book at home, as Bubba always says. Oh, we're almost back to a standstill on I-75 again.
Ooh, yep.
Oh, well. So 2 outs now.
The girls are struggling a little bit in Tri-Village, down 2-5 and bottom of the fourth.
So runner at second.
Pops it up, and I'd say Dillon should have that.
Yep.
Oh,
nope. Sun got him too.
Sun got him.
It's looking right square. Now, if you look at the shadows.
And it nicked his finger that he was holding by his glove too.
Yeah. If you look at the shadows, that one and the one that Jacob missed, the sun is right there. So they're trying to shade with their glove and then move it right at the last second, and it's not working, but it's okay. We got runners at first and third. 2 outs. And that's going to bring Jackson Kennedy to the plate.
First baseman, I think.
Struck out last time.
Oh.
And that's a grounder to second, over to first in time.
Yes. Got out of a jam there.
Yep, they did get things going a little bit, and the umpire's coming over, and I don't know, he's looking at Clinky, I don't know, I'm not sure. He came over into our little huddle.
To see if his hand was all right or something.
I think that's all he was doing, and he was there about 2 seconds. So we'll take this little break. We'll be back in just a little bit.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned health part pharmacy. Has a doctor or healthcare provider prescribed IV treatment for you or a loved one? Kalp Pharmacy can help bring a small part of hospital-level care to your home by providing sterile intravenous medications, compounded on our premises, verified insurance coverages, on-call support from pharmacists, and clinical monitoring and reporting to healthcare providers. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio for intravenous home-based treatment. Health part, taking the time to listen and care.
Has your day been a little crazy and now it's time for supper? Just remember, Wayne IGA has good, hot, ready-to-eat meals back in their deli, and their deli is now open until 8 p.m. every weeknight. Just stop in and pick out what you want, chicken, tenderloins, chicken tenders, and more. Then grab some of their delicious side dishes and head on home with a great meal for your family. And, of course, they also have those great meals ready to go at lunchtime and all throughout the day. Easy in and easy out at Wayne IGA. Good food fast, and it's better than fast food.
Welcome back to Lehman High School. I think we have our connection problems taken care of, but I thought I had it at the start of the game, and I thought I had it in the first inning, and I thought I had it in the third or fourth inning. So we'll see how it goes. For the Lehman Cavaliers, bottom half of the fifth inning, they're trailing. The Indians are batting here. I'm looking at their names and not even know what I'm doing here. Sorry about that. Just all flustered with the connection problems. Anyway,
Caden Holman. Start us out.
Gavin Evers and Austin Segrist for our Indians. That's the first three. We hope plenty more here in inning number five.
It's
lifted foul out of play. And last inning, fourth inning, was the only inning that the Indians haven't scored in. We got two in the first, and one in the second, three in the third. And Caden Holman, he got a single his last time up.
Strike. Said he went, or must have been him.
Yep. I'm not sure, but no balls, two strikes to him. Yep. He's been in that position 1,000 times, and he doesn't care. He'd rather have a little bit more, but he can battle. That one's high. Ball, two strikes. First batter here in the top of the fifth. Indians leading 6-0. That one's drive over the third baseman into left field. He strolls to first base easily. And he's got two hits today.
Yes, that's good. We need him to start hit.
I was trying to fix connection problems his first time up, so I'm not sure what he did, but he's at least 2 for 3, if not 2 for 2. So.
Yeah, it fell out in between right and center field.
Oop. Foul back. Gavin Evers at the plate. No balls and a strike. Austin Segrist on deck. Second baseman, who JV last year, and he is tearing him up on second base this year. Shortstop tries to backhand it, gets it past him, and that'll move Holman up to second. Gavin's at first with a single. First two men on for our Indians. It'll be Austin Segrist and the pitcher, Dylan Klinke. Segrist has been putting the bat on the ball. For us not knowing anything about him except he was playing on the JV last year and they said he was doing okay, his fielding and his batting are very good. That's one of those things that if you don't see the
bunt,
that's a bunt. Pitcher comes up with it over to the first in time, but it moves both runners up.
Moves them over.
And he does exactly what he's supposed to do with the sacrifice.
Very good job.
Yep, that'll bring Dylan Klinke batting left-handed. Pitcher for the Indians. Bostic comes to the plate. Inside,
yep.
He needs to be a little more wild so one can get away and Homan can get in third base.
It'd have to be really wild.
Yep. Klinke back in there. Nobody out. Runners at second and third after the sacrifice from Segrist. He rips one down the right field line, just foul.
And, oh, it's foul.
Man, that was ripped.
Yes.
That was a line shot, man. He turned on that one.
That would have been nice if that had gone fair.
Looks like we got Keegan Mullenkamp on deck. It looks like he'd be batting for Reese.
Klinke. Oh, second baseman can't handle it.
And Homan scores.
Here comes Evers. Yes.
And
two of them.
Gavin Evers was cranking it.
Oh, he was.
I think I'm glad that Coach didn't give him the stop sign because he tried to get in front of him and he got run over.
Yeah.
So we have Keegan Mullenkamp coming to the plate, back for Reese.
Oh, and he hits a hard one.
Very high looper into center field. That's no man's land.
Drop, yes.
It drops in there. And Dylan,
nice hit,
could only go halfway because he wasn't sure how that was going to go.
Yeah.
And so Keegan, one pitch, gets himself a base hit. Indians with four base hits and a sacrifice bunt. We have two runs in, and we have Mason Diller at the plate. He's had a single, one for three. And he hits one hard. Third baseman has it. He goes over and steps on the bag for the force.
Yeah, I think he was thinking about throwing it, and he said, oh, wait a minute, I don't have to.
Yeah, it's a force. And
this would make it a lot easier.
Yeah, so that's one out now.
No, two outs.
Two outs. Oh, yeah, that's right. He had the sacrifice that I didn't write down as an out. So
we got Caden Greasy up.
Yep. Runners first and second. Grizzy. Then Alex Garkey. That's low.
Yep.
One ball, no strikes.
All right. Ooh, that was... Catcher did a good job stopping that one because that was about 10 foot high.
Yep.
At the plate. Maybe 8 foot.
Oh, shot my goodness. Right at the third baseman who snagged it, and that is out number three. That was another one that was drilled.
That was more, I think, self-defense than...
Because
it was right at his head.
Yep. So through four and a half, going to the bottom of the fifth. Indians now lead 8-0 over the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers.
Agricultural Buildings 2. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
The Hall Brothers Service Department is right now running a terrific special on Case IH equipment. Here's how to take advantage. First, schedule an inspection by Hall Brothers for your Case IH tractor, combine, or planter. That equipment is then eligible for 2 free hours of labor from the Hall Brothers Service Department. Plus, there's 15% off Case IH filters, $5 off opening blades, $3 off guards, and $2 off Case IH sweeps. There's just lots of ways to save right now. Call Hall Brothers for details on this great offer.
Welcome back to Sydney. Indians taking on the Lehman Cavaliers, leading 8-0, going to the bottom of the fifth. It'll be Jackson Garman, and then the top of the order, Colin Potts and C.J. Olding for the Cavaliers. Garman batting left-handed. Hits one at second base. Looks like it's Garkey at second base. And so we've moved a lot of people around. Grizzy at shortstop, and looks like Keegan Mullenkamp is in at third base, yeah. So he moved a lot of guys around. He batted for Reese Wendell, so he may or may not be out there in center field. It doesn't look like him, but
no,
so anyway.
Mason Diller's in center field.
Okay, so we got somebody else in left. So anyway, that top of the order, Colin Potts, is at the plate, swings and misses at the first pitch. Down a little low, but he gave it a good old swing. So we're not going to be sure who everybody is out there in the field. Now it's a called strike, so Klinke pitching great today. Quickly ahead. I have at least 7 strikeouts for him. That's a swing and a miss. I misspoke. It's now 8. Might be even more than that because I got extremely distracted trying to get us back on the air when we were my Wi-Fi hotspot just kept dropping out, and I'm not sure why. We have 2 different hotspots, and both of them had 5 bars, and it just dropped out. I don't know why. So anyway, at least it wasn't a crazy critical game, but we don't like having that happen. C.J. Olding at the plate now takes first one a little high.
A little high.
1 ball, no strikes. 2 outs. He chops one. Grizzy made a great play from shortstop to get it on the first base side of second base, and he wisely held onto the ball because it was a slow hopper. Got it on about the second or third hop, and he just held on to it. He was going to come up firing, and he saw where the runner was. He said, that ain't going to happen. So I think that'd
be their second
hit.
Or maybe third.
Is it?
Because we've had Jacob dropped one, Dylan dropped one, and that one.
Well, I don't know if those were hits, though.
Those were errors.
So I think that's the first hit.
That might
a couple
be
of errors, and I think he's hit 3 guys.
Yeah.
But that's okay. So it is Corbin Schmiesing at the plate. He does about the same thing. And so Alex Garkey comes over and plays it just about the same place, almost identical thing. He comes over and plays it from second base and steps on the bag for the force. So the fielder's choice out number 3, so he cut down their only runner. So we played 5 complete, Indians 8, and the Cavaliers 0. Back in just a minute.
This is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious, home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price, Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second Cook's Choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous 3-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our 2 lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
It's First Thursday at Stroll Appliance and Electronics. Strolls will be open until 7 p.m. this Thursday for your shopping convenience. You will always find a great deal on First Thursday of the month at Strolls. GE Appliances, Radio Shack Electronics, Scrapbooking Supplies are all at Strolls. 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland. The Stroll family at Stroll Appliance and Electronics would like to wish the Fort Recovery Indians good luck in their game today.
Welcome back. Indians leading 8-0, going to the top of the sixth inning. It'll be 4, 5, and 6. Alex Garkey, Brody Hart, and Caton Homan for the Indians. Coming up this week, we have tomorrow scheduled is New Knoxville. And that's supposed to be baseball senior night. And that, of course, will be on Fort Recovery Radio. Softball will be hosting Anna. That'll be heard on Sports Stream 2 with Kurt and Zoe Wendell. And Thursday, baseball at Versailles. Saturday, doubleheader at Rushi, starting at 11. So hope we can get that game in tomorrow. There's going to be rain in the forecast. Don't know how much, don't know when.
I kind of looked, and what I looked at said later in the evening, so we might get it in.
First one bounces right in the dirt in front of the plate, so... Swing and a miss. A ball and a strike.
But, yeah, I think they're calling rain for the next...
Yeah, Thursday's supposed to be rain, too. And
4 days.
Yeah, a little high. That one's two balls and a strike to our leadoff batter. Alex at the plate. Brody on deck.
Ooh. Might be moving on the highway again.
Oh,
that one's going to drop, yes,
yep.
In the left field.
Left fielder was playing pretty deep. If he'd been playing in, he still wouldn't have had it because it was way to his right toward the line. He was playing straight away left field. So Alex with a leadoff single, first man on for the Indians again. We've done that a lot. I believe we've done it every inning. Yep, we didn't score in the fourth, but we still got our first man on, so... That's going to be a swing and a miss, Brody. So, Brody, then Caton Homan. Garkey on first. Nobody out. Top of the sixth. Indians, hey, thinking here. That one gets away from the catcher, and Alex will go to second.
Yep.
We get two more runs here. That's a 10-run lead. If they don't score in the bottom of the sixth, this will be an early game.
Yes,
so,
it will.
I'd still like to play the whole game, though.
Yeah, good practice.
Yeah, it is, especially since we didn't hit well Tuesday and Thursday last week. That one, I believe, is a little outside. Two balls and a strike to Brody. Again, Lord. Brody has been unreal.
Yeah.
Two out of three today, 2 for 3. I think he's had two hits in... each one of the last five games. That one's way high. Three balls and a strike. And he will take a walk. He's not afraid to take a walk. He loves to hit, but he sure will take a walk and get on base. That one's high. And pops away from the catcher, but Alex stays at first. Brody will go to, or stays at second. Brody will go to first on the walk. And that will bring
Caton Homan.
Caton Homan to the plate, and he is 2 for 3 today. A couple of singles. So he might as well get another one.
Yeah, we need...
Yep, Gavin Evers on deck.
Got a MAC game tomorrow, so we need to hit the ball. And
yep. That one's high. I thought it was high in the zone. He called that one a strike. He's done that a couple of times with Caton, so... I'm not sure he's called that on everybody else, but that one's...
I really haven't watched that close.
That one's fouled back over our heads. Again, no balls, two strikes, and he was in that same position last time up.
Yes.
And got himself a single. So, you know, he'll fight him off if he has to. Several times this year he's been down no balls, two strikes, and walked. So he definitely likes to hit, but he'll take a walk too if they start trying to... He ripped that one center field.
And that is
gone.
Over the fence.
The 350 to the left of 350.
Yes.
Wind a little bit aided because it's coming kind of from right field over. And a three-run home run, and it's 11-0.
Shot.
He hit that one hard.
Yes, he did.
And I believe without wind aided, it would have gone a long way and probably would have still been over. He got a lot of that one. Man, is he feeling it now. So we have guys that are really feeling good now. We needed that last Tuesday and Thursday, but we'll sure take it now. Gavin Evers at the plate. And he rips one.
Same direction. And
not quite as deep. Caught near the fence.
Yep.
And that's one out. That was about 30 feet shorter than Caden's.
Yeah.
But it was a line drive, and it was a shot. And Cody Klinke will come to the plate.
And I think that's who's in...
at third base, maybe?
No.
Okay.
Left field, I think. Or right field, I think. Oh, he gets first ball, and the shortstop has to bobble it. And, in time.
Got it there in time. So nice play by the shortstop.
Yes.
And that'll bring up Dylan Klinke. So quickly two outs, but we got three runs in on Caden Homan's home run.
Yes.
Over the 350 fence, a little bit to the left of that.
Oh, first.
He hits one, a line drive to the left fielder. He came in on it, and then he had to jump up to get it. So it might have tailed a little bit with that one, too. So three straight outs, but we got three runs right before that. Indians now lead 11-0 going to the bottom of the sixth. And it's do or die time for the Lehman Cavaliers. And we'll see if Dylan Klinke can go back out there on the mound and get the shutout and the win back in just a minute.
Around here, we welcome a slower pace, except when it comes to internet speed. Wabash provides fiber-fast internet you can rely on, backed by local customer service. From email checkers to video streamers to hardcore gamers, we have just the right speed for you, up to 1,000 megabits. If you need an upgrade or just have a question, get in touch with Wabash at 419-942-1111 or online at wabash.com. Wabash, your local communication connection.
What would you do if a fire severely damaged your home? Hi, I'm Ted Romer with Fort Recovery Insurance. The question you really have to ask is, what would your insurance company do? As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I can tell you that we will be there for you from day one. You won't be dealing with an out-of-town agent over the phone, but with us, your neighbor. And that would apply to any damage to your home, big or small. That's our promise. Visit us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Welcome back. Indians leading 11-0 now. We scored two in the first, one in the second, three in the third. Didn't get a run in the fourth, even though we got our lead-on batter on. Scored two in the fifth and three in the sixth on Caden Homan's home run over the center field fence, out right very near the flag, between the 350 sign and the flag. And it is do or die time now for the
Lehman.
Lehman Tathic, and it'll be Cole Bostic, cleanup hitter. Little off the plate. I thought that was a pretty good pitch, but ball one called. Bostic batting in the fourth position, pitching now for him.
We do have Keegan out in right field, and Cody's at third.
Okay. So Klinke comes to the plate again.
Yep,
that's hit.
And
over the second baseman into right field. Leadoff base hit for Bostic. And that gives them a little shot here. They need to score at least two to keep the game going into the seventh inning.
Yep.
And I don't necessarily want them to score, but I'd like to bat again. So if they get a couple of runs, I'm okay with that. So Gus Richard, the catcher is coming to the plate. Nobody out. Runner at first. Klinke at the plate. Puts down a bunt.
And
Klinke gets it on the one hop. Goes to second. Got him there.
Got
the force.
Second.
That was a great play by Dylan Klinke. Came off the mound and caught it on the one hop, and he hit it straight for second base with that. So we get the lead runner. So it's one out now with a runner on first. And that'll be Even Stiver coming to the plate, batting left-handed. Right fielder. A little inside, I guess. Looked pretty good. One ball, no strikes. I have at least eight strikeouts for Dylan Klinke through five and a third innings. That's a fourth time he's hit somebody.
Hit him in the back.
That was a slow curve, and that didn't hurt. It hurt us, but it didn't hurt didn't hurt the batter. So that will move Richard to second base. Stiver to first.
That's their two runs that they would need.
And trying to. Chris Galbraith at the plate. Right-hander facing left-handed Klinke. Comes to the plate high. One ball, no strikes. One out, two runners on for the Lehman Cavaliers here at bottom of the sixth inning. They trail 11-0. They need those two guys on base to score to keep this game going. Klinke's trying to keep them off the plate. That one's a called strike.
That was one like he called for home.
Yep.
I watched that one come in.
1-1. He's showing bunt. Takes a swing. Fouls it off. He won't be bunting the next time, I don't believe, with a ball and two strikes.
Yeah.
Never know. He could try to bunt for a base hit, but that's usually not a good idea. One ball, two strikes. Scoreboard shows 1-1, but it's 1-2 after that foul. Ooh, I thought that was a pretty good pitch. Must have been a little outside.
I did too.
Two balls, two strikes. Let's see if he can get his ninth strike out here in six innings. Just a little outside. 3-2. Full count, one out. Two runners on. Klinke comes to the plate. That one's foul or line back to Klinke. He'll pick it up, throw to second for the force. The lead runner moves on to third. And there's two outs now. They're down to their last out.
Yes.
And
runners on the corners.
Yep, and so the two runners on base have to score for this game to continue. Jackson Kennedy coming to the plate. And coming into today, he was had a batting average of 0-0-0. And he struck out looking and grounded to third to second base. That one's a little high. He's going to second. So that delayed steal did work for the Lehman Cavaliers.
Yes.
And they're on the board. So Brody did throw it to second, knowing exactly what they were going to try to do. And Garkey, I believe it was, came out in front of second and threw it back to Brody at home, but not in time. So I believe it's a ball and no strikes, I believe. And that one's lifted high into right field.
And
that might drop in there.
No. Nope.
And Mason Diller comes over, has it, for out number three.
That's Keegan. Keegan Mullenkamp.
Keegan, yep, that's right, because Mason's not out there. So that is it. 10-1 is your final score.
11.
Yeah, 11-1 score.
Or 11,
11-1, we won by 10. I was only thinking about 10. We'll take a little break and we'll come back and kind of wrap this up. And Indians again win 11-1. Back right after this.
Hello, this is Chad Faller from Faller Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hello, I'm Trevor Wenning, owner of Top Wrench LLC in downtown Fort Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your spring car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all your lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Top Wrench LLC, 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
If you love ice cream but are looking for a sugar-free option, the Fort Recovery Dairy has just what you're looking for. Stop out and indulge yourself with a cone or a cup of our sugar-free, soft-serve ice cream. You're going to love it. At Port Recovery Dairy, we want to offer you options you're looking for, whether it's sugar-free, dairy-free, frozen yogurt, or Dole Whip. Stop out today and try some of these healthier options. The Fort Recovery Dairy, your favorite spot for sweet treats. Check out the Fort Recovery Dairy social media pages like Facebook and Instagram for our weekly ice cream and food specials. God bless America.
Welcome back to Sydney Lehman High School, where the Indians come away with a 10-1.
We lost our connection again just as we started our post-game wrap-up. Our Indians won 11-1 in six innings, with Dylan Klinke pitching another great game, striking out at least eight Lehman Cavaliers. The Indians scored two runs in the first inning, one in the second, three in the third, two in the fifth, and three in the sixth on Caden Homan's three-run homer over the 350 mark in center field. Caden had three hits on the night. Reese Wendell was on base all three times he batted. Brody Hart stayed hot with two base hits and a walk. Gavin Evers was on base three of his four at-bats and had two hits. The Indians were really aggressive at the plate and came away with an 11-1 victory to show for it. They'll play again Tuesday night, hosting New Knoxville on senior night. The girls also play Anna at home on Tuesday, and that game can be heard on our sports stream too. Thursday, the boys travel to Versailles, and Saturday, they go to Rushi for a doubleheader starting at 11.
This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you back to the studio for regular programming, and thank you for listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com.